Evolution. Now, is it a barrier to the gospel?
Answers with Ken Ham, the visionary behind the new high-tech Creation Museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
Some Christians claim that by allowing for evolution and billions of years of Earth history, well, non-Christian scientists are more likely to accept Christianity. But from my experience, I believe the opposite's true. In fact, I've seen many secular scientists lose their respect for Christians when they saw them accepting evolutionary ideas and trying to add them to the Bible. Over 100 years ago, there was a famous man named Thomas Huxley. Now, he was an ardent humanist who preached evolution and he put down Christianity. Well, he noticed the theologians accepting evolution and an old earth, adding that to the Bible. So he pointed out to these compromisers how inconsistent they were. Huxley showed them that if they believed in evolution, they couldn't believe in the doctrines of the New Testament or Christianity as a whole. You see, Huxley seemed to understand Christianity better than the theologians. He saw that the New Testament doctrines were based in Genesis and evolution destroyed Christianity. Christians can be better witnesses to non-Christians when they stand on the authority of God's Word in Genesis.
One of our best evangelistic tools is Answers Magazine. Our current issue deals with the beliefs of Charles Darwin and the evil consequences of Darwinism. His 200th birthday is coming out soon, and you'll need to be equipped with answers. If you offer a gift of any amount today, we'll send the magazine to you. Call toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS.